Thursday the 13th of August, Kopke Mulmanakhimov, Rabbi Shraga Kalos, in the other person's shoes.
It's the same problem again. That I'm taking every topic, and I'm claiming that that's the Iker of Yiddishkeit. And again, it's not my fault. The Indian of Bindan the Katzchus, which is tonight's Indian, the Indian of judging a person favorably, Katzchutai. This is an Indian that the Shlomo writes that this is the Hakdama to all of the mitzvahs ben adam chaveira. The Shlomo already said it. It's not me. The Shlomo already said that this mitzvah comes before the mitzvah of Nekama that we spoke about, the mitzvah of Lashon Hara, the Aveda of Lashon Hara that we spoke about all the inyanim of ben adam chaveira in general, and the Shlomo brings a raya. That's why it's the first in Parshas Kedoshim. It starts out with Tzedek Tishpoi Dami Secha, and then afterward it goes into Leseilich Rachel, afterward it says Leitama Dami Echa, afterward it goes into the rest of the Averas, the Mitzvahs, etc., of the Inyanim of Ben Adam Mechaveira. So already the Shlach Kodesh tells us that this is not something which is just Stam, another Indian. This is the Iker of Ben Adam Mechaveira. But in Bechlal, when you come to the Indian of Damakav Schos, we have major problems. I'll explain. Venice, we had the problems in other Inyanim, in Lashon Hara, and all the things that we spoke about. Bechlal, what's the Chiyav? Is it Mamash a Chiyav? We get mixed messages. It's in Berkei Avos. Berkei Avos, have I done this? Call all them the Kav Schos. I'll tell them it's Chaberfa. I should have here been going my... So Chayda, it's Mash Matatz. It's a Midas Chassidus. It's not a... maybe a Chiyav. On the other hand, we know that it's Mamash the Chavetz Chaim, and Klal Gimel, the Chavetz Chaim was the Av of all of the Mitzvah Sasei, the Ben Adam HaChaveda, and he claims this as a Bittul Asei. Can I have a person, a Khalili, wouldn't put on tefillin a day? Bivatul Asei, so to such a person, he doesn't dance on the Katzchutz, it's a Bittul Asei, it's Mashmer Izachi of the Raisa. And the Rambam, the same Stira, in the one hand, the Rambam puts it in the Alachis of in Yoni Talmud Chochem. A Talmud Chochem is someone who's makdim shalom lekol adam. He says hi to everybody before they say hi to him, etc. And the next halacha he brings down, he's dying people who cut close. To meet his chassidus. Yet afterward, in Hilchos Tshuva, in Perek Dalet Dalet, the Rambam brings this down. As a chiyuv, again, problem. Bechlal, what's the chiyuv, bechlal? And even we'll figure out what is the chiyuv. But we go back to the old issue which we had by Nekama, and we had by all the Yonim that we spoke about, the Chayda of Vosachmai. What does the Bayre Yoyim want from us? So mensch is a mensch. It's a metzius, no? It's reality. You see somebody that does something, it looks no good. What does the Bayre Yoyim want? Does he want to be like Rav Chaim Moisa told us? Rav Chaim Moisa said, who it said, that the mitzvah of Ben Adam, of Dana Kapschus, starts, it's mechayiv a person to think, come. That's what the mitzvah is. Not to think normal. The mitzvah starts, if things are normal, and to dan a person mechayiva, when something seems to be that it did the right thing, and you dan it the wrong way, that's a rasha. That's not the Indian of Dan and Kapschus, it's a pashut rasha. The person dans a person that did something erlich, and you make it in your head that he did something wrong, that's a rasha. The mitzvah of being the Kapschus starts afterward. The mitzvah of being dan and Kapschus is when you have to be cool. No. So is that what the Torah wants from us? We have to teach all the years that teaching us in Yeshiva how to be krum. Now we have to learn, we have to figure out today exactly how to be krum. Are there any yates bechlal? And then afterward we have to know bechlal. Is there any atayin bechlal? Is there any place where we're not supposed to be down the cups to us? Maybe we shouldn't be so. To be mistaken, excuse the pun. But let's go to say that there's so many interesting chazal that we find. On the one hand, the Gemara Shabbos of Sadi Zayin says, a chayshid b'shedem like of a gufa. It's mam shaveda. If you're chayshid in somebody, that he is a kosher, he did something wrong, you like the gufa, you get malchus mamish, a bad person, a rasha, an aveda. On the other hand, like we saw, the Mishnah novice brings down, it's Mishnah novice, in Yonim Shal Chesed, it's a midah chassidus as we call it. Oid, the whole Mishnah novice needs beer. It says, a person should, we know obviously, a seidach harav, that's the aleph base of mensch, doesn't make himself a rav, but chances the atom is rolled the cloud, seidach harav. Afterward, knei l'chachaver. No, you have to make yourself a good chavrusa. And then it ends off this Mishnah, a seemingly strange connection. Have we done? Let's call Adam l'kapschus. Bechlal, what's the connection to these first two inyanim? Bechlal, what's the issue? Right? The ma'isa, the pella that always bothered me. B'tzedek tishpoit amisecha. B'tzedek. Tzedek. It's yashris. Yashris. That's how it's supposed to be. You're supposed to dine your friend like this. That's pitzedek, that's what's right. But didn't Rav Chaim Moisa tell us you have to be krum? It's not what's right. You see the fellow, he runs into Burger King, he's not wearing a yarmulke. You have to try and figure out, well, what's the pshat? How come he ran in there? What's going on? You have to think of some kind of a strange pshat. If somebody's doing the hatzalah leideh, he's saving somebody's life. The person who works behind the counter is a Jew, I don't know. You have to think out some kind of a mahalach, no? But the Torah calls it pitzedek tishpoit amisecha. This is right, this is pitzedek, this is what should be. Right, the benefits of the lashon already in the Mishnah. Have you done it? Kol ha'adam. Shouldn't have said dan kol adam. You should dan everybody. Like Abslos, dan is kol ha'adam, the whole person. All these things are imed darsheni. We'll go kaseder. And then is the Chafetz Chaim already. Chafetz Chaim explains to us what's the chiyuv. Then is, I think that's going to be the easy part. The hard part is going to be how to do it. Bechlal. But the easy part, the chiyuv. The Chafetz Chaim tells us, you know what the answer to all these theories are? Chafetz Chaim, also in Klal Vav Zayin, also in Asay Kimo, Chafetz Chaim, when he's Maina, the 17, Lavin, the 14 Asayis, and the 3 Ahurim, a person's labor, when he speaks Lashon Hara, so in Asay Kimo, he talks about, B'tzedekish B'tamisecha, he says a person who's Mekabel Lashon Hara, so in addition to being Oiver, and the Aveira of being Mekabel Lashon Hara, but he didn't dine the person that got lost. How could you be Mekabel it? He's a Erl Chayit, he's a finer person, how could you be Mekabel it? So the Chafetz Chaim says, "Klum, zot the Chafetz Chaim, it depends. If the person is a Talmud Chacham, so then zot the Chafetz Chaim, even if it looks ayin v'nayir, doesn't make any sense at all. Chayit min ha'toyer to dine the person with katzlos bin ha'toyer. Not, you know, till then, the person's Talmud Chacham. Eruv can find a person Talmud Chacham. You know, he's mamish a person. He's shayit in mitzvahs. He's erev chayit. He's a yirat shemayim, and it makes no sense, and it can't be, and it's mamish, the worst of the worst. Chayit min ha'toyer till." No. Chafetz Chaim says, what if he's a Beinani? So Chafetz Chaim says, rules. Beinani already, Chafetz Chaim says, look, if it's noted to the Tzatzchus, if it looks good, Yechayit to Dan in the Tzatzchus. Even if it looks bad, the Chafetz Chaim says, there's certainly a Midas Chasidis to Dan in the Tzatzchus. The Chafetz Chaim says, if it's a person you don't know Bechlau, doesn't have a Chasidis Kashis, so then we can just claim it's a Midas Chasidis. But this is really the basic Yisayit. The basic Yisayit is you have a friend, he's a Erlich guy. You know that Mestama is a finer person. He's got a Cheskes Kashis. Yechayit. The Dayan of Tavuk Apsos. And Kabachleimer Talmud Chachem. You know, it's a Shem Yerachem. That we live in a door where it's mamish, the simcha, I hate to say it, especially in this Chashem Beit Medrash, we hope it's not Negeya. It's a simcha when people find out a Rav did something wrong. A Talmud Chachem did something wrong. So right away, get on the bandwagon. Right away. He did something. You know? You see? You this, right? And that's exactly where Chazal told us that's the mitzvah to Oyvaisa. Dan le Katzlos Chayim min HaToyim. So, now recently there was a terrible Maisa. I went going to the Pratim. A certain Maisa about a certain Talmud Chacham. No. I was privy, Baruch Hashem. I say Baruch Hashem, so much for the tachlis of being able to learn from the story. I was privy to the conversation had the next morning when I was listening to a few people having conversation, a certain Talmud Chacham who got into a certain trouble, this, that. And I know these people. I said, I went over to one of them. I just went over there having a conversation. You believe he did it? I'm caught. I'm not sure. Hush the person. You believe he did it? And you know, I went over the person. I couldn't hold myself back. I was very filled. I went over the person. I said to him, I know this person. I said, you know this person. You know the person. Is it possible that he did this? It doesn't make sense, right? You know this person. But the newspaper said it. But this one said the newspaper, right? Who became the Nehman de Kol Basi, the newspaper. Moshe Rabbeinu is the editor of the this, and the Post, and the Times, and the Dove. No, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Kol Basi Nehman. Gevaldik. I said, you know this person. Is it Shaykh he did it? And he said to me a line, which I'll never forget. And I'm glad you shall lose his whole Olam Haba. And I told him, I'm glad you lose your whole Olam Haba for this line. You know what he said to me? He said, but you never know. You never know. Isn't that exactly what the Bairei Olam is teaching us with the Mitzvah Dan Mekat Schoz? You never know if I cared. But you never know. Maybe he did it. Rebbeinu Shalom, you can take the Torah Kedoshah and flush it down the toilet. That's what you're doing. Boom, fakert. You never know. So you could use your imagination of this person, the Talmud Chacham, but you never know. Maybe he did it, and you could do what? And you never know. Maybe he did do it. This is about the Aleph Beis Chiyuv of being down the Katzlos. And who let in? Ayid, with the Chetzkes Kashis. You never know. Isn't that the antithesis of our entire Ganze Torah? That's what the Shlok Kaddish comes out and says. Benodim Chaveidoi. Where does Benodim Chaveidoi start? At Danik Lachos. Gadanik Lachos. That's number one. Rabbi Bechal. And then you need this Chasidus. Somebody you don't know. Lachos. You don't know. You know. I'll give you an example. I mean, I have Agnes Nefesh saying this story over. I might tell me them no. My Bachar, they know for me already. Whenever they ask me, what's the latest time you daven in a Chis? In a Minyan. I have my number. I don't want to go over it. You can ask me after what my number is. But it's very early. You know, it's before 10. We'll put it like that. It's before 10 o'clock. No, what's the chat? I'll tell you why. You know, I tell you one story, which it happened to me. Again, it happens to everybody. The day after, my wife had a baby. I don't remember which baby. So I think the second baby. I came into shul. I came in mamish ridiculous hour. Right? It wasn't the day after. It was that morning, whatever it was. And I said, nu achaperein a minyan. So I hopped it out the minyan, and as I was walking out the minyan, somebody made a comment to me. He said to me something like, oh, I see you have all the time in the world. So a comment. The comment went into me like mamish, like the Chazal said, like an eris going into a nach, mamish, like the eris of a nachash went into my body. No, for shleita. I forgot the baby, and he didn't know, and this, and that, and whatever. But who asked him to judge? Am I a man in Erlach Hayid? Do I not have a cheskes kashris? Did he have to say that lying to me? Because of that, I can never walk in late for a minute again. No, Baruch Hashem, I guess that was his Zayin Chusim, I guess, right? But who asked you to judge? You see that guy, he walks into the shul late. He walks in, he's walking out of shul. I saw one person a few days ago over here, in the Eilat Kishul over here. He was walking out, and he put his towels and tefillin. It was Sunday morning after I gave the daf shir. And he took his towels and tefillin, and he put it in a bag, and he walked out. I chapped clear what he was doing. He smiled at me because he chapped clear what I smiled at him. You know, he doesn't want to look like the guy that walked out of the shul at 11:15 in the morning. But why does he have to do that? Because they're dining. Who asked them to dine? Who asked him? He's got a cheskes kashrus, Erlach Hayid. He was learning daf yomi. He's been learning for an hour beforehand. Also, I know he davened at the 7 o'clock minyan. But who asked them to daven? So this is the aleph beis chiyuv of davening kapslus. But then it's ma'aseh b'Rav Zalmala. So I do have Rav Zalmala that the Vilna Goyim said Rav Zalmala is leis bar inish. He's not the mensch, not the person, the brother of Rav Chaim Volozhin. He wasn't the human being. No, one time they came to Rav Chaim Volozhin and they told Rav Chaim Volozhin, Chaim, at the punit abayis came from the derech. Your brother went off. Was his? I saw last night, Rezalbala, fighting by Nach Shabbos Kodesh, his famous Maisa. He was running in the street in his pajamas on a couple with a lich. He was running through the street. I said, Shabbos, he walked right by me. Pella, Pella Gedoyl. Mama, she went, Nifashan and Rechaim Balazhin, Lech Barin, she's not a man, she's a tzaddik, he's an Alech, so he went, Rechaim Balazhin, he went, famous Maisa, and he went and asked Rezalbala, Zalbala, what's up to that, isn't he? Zalbala. He says, yeah, Michael. Last night, my next door neighbor upstairs, she screamed out, she's having a baby. Right? And what happened? The husband, Schluffer, as I hear, Mamish, he didn't hear a word. And Schluffer, just, I heard. Right? So the kids, I got up, I helped us out at the Koch Nefesh. So, you know, it's dark outside, you can't see in the street, you can trip, you can fall, you can miss. Right? So I took out the lid. I lit the lid, because Mamish, I looked Koch Nefesh. I ran through the street, and my yarmulke fell off as I was running, because I couldn't go back to get it, to the Shiloh Koch Nefesh. No, this yid on the way, he says to me, good Shabbos, I have time to stop to say good Shabbos. If I'm in there, you know, maybe we can choose from the big fight. You know, that was the mindset. Can you imagine, do you know what the tragedy of this story is? If it's a true story, I don't know, I don't care. That's not the point, everyone knows that from that. But you know what the tragedy of the story is? Is that somebody was over on the Avera. Somebody was Mavato, and this is Hasei, Rav Zalmala. Placed there in, she wasn't a human. She wasn't a human. Somebody didn't die of a kapslus. No, shut. This is one mice. No. Let me get invited because I admit that the shverkeit of this sugya is not the chiyuv. And the hetedim, Bez Hashem will have time, I'll explain what the hetedim are. The shverkeit is what everybody wants to know. How do you do it? I want to tell you a gemara. How do you do it? I'm going to read you a gemara. The gemara teaches us exactly how to do it. There's a gemara in Shabbos that Kukhav Zayin. In the Gemara in Shabbos Kukhav Zayin, it's not so friendly. It doesn't tell us the names of the characters involved in this story. But we know who the story involved. It reveals the secret to us. It was Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkanis and Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva worked for Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkanis, who was a Gurgur, so if anybody knows a little Shas, knows Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkanis, give me an odds. And he worked for him for 3 years. After the 3 years, this is also Machanacheshman. This is after the 24 years he was away from his wife already. And Ma'atach and the Zivin 20 Gyotna, you know, Mamish, at the end of the 27 years, can you? Kitze says to Rav Lazar and Orkanis, no, I worked for you for 3 years. It's Sukkot is coming up, and Yantif is coming. I'm going home. Where's the money? And Rav Lazar and Orkanis says to him, Chavish Geld, the grace of being. He was the accountant for the last 3 years. You have no money? You know, it's like saying, I don't have geld. Boss, you don't have geld? Boss, child, you want this geld? Boss, I'm the geld. Oh, he says to him, fine, maybe you have echveish, maybe you have some karka. He says, no, I don't have any karka. He says, maybe you have some cash, something, whatever. No, no cash, no karka. Maybe you have cows. He hears in the background, no. You know, maybe you have some cows. No, no cows, sorry, Garnish. He says, then that's it. Garnish, and it says Rabbi Kiva went left Bepachay Nefesh. Rabbi Kiva went home to his family Bepachay Nefesh after Yom Tov at the beginning. Rabbi Lazar ben Horkanis came to the house, come in the ayin, says to him, takes out a little money, takes out a check, check on the day, gives him the check, and he says to him, Rabbi Kiva, what were you thinking? When I told you I didn't have money, and you saw the cows, and you saw the this, and you saw the that, and Rabbi Kiva one by one started telling him, you know what I thought?
No, I saw you had the land there.
Well, I figured that the pshat is that you didn't have cash because you heard of a great business deal and you have to take all your liquid and you have to go and buy some kind of property. And then, but what about the karka? You saw the karka there. I figured that it's mukhtar. Anybody's learning the Gemara about Matzia now, Kuftes, Kuftes, Kuftzayin. It's mukhtar biyad acherim. Somebody else is in charge of the ground. Perhaps you don't have the rights to sell the ground. No, but what about the paris? You heard the moo in the background. And that was a little bit schwer, but I felt that maybe it was mukhtar biyad acherim. Maybe they rented out to somebody else. And he said to him, yeah, but what about metalkalin? And then you saw the beds, the chairs, the tables, epis. He said, the Hilakatana of the Kiva. He said, I figured you might have all the Shabbat. Zakta Beleza Havaita. 100%. You said, I was makdish at the Shemayim because I have got Adin, and he wasn't going, so I wanted to give him a bit of zeros, you know, to show him that you think that you're going to have a rich tata and a dog. So really, you're not learning in Shiva properly. Here I am, I makdish everything with Shemayim. No, during Dante, if you shag the bissel, so I was makdish in the other cash, and now you have your money back. No, kishem, shedanta, oisi le kapslus, ha, hakadish bochu, yodin, oisko le kapslus. This Gemara is oimer darshim. How many kashas do we have on this Gemara? Kash number one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu dam lekaslus. You know, we Rabbeinu have to dam lekaslus. Why? Because we don't know. Okay? Zelmela, who knows? Maybe Dagger of Zelmela is Azeh, who knows? No, but the boy we are, look, Emes, he knows when that guy came out 11 o'clock of the Minyan, Epashtayim God's kid, you know, he went to sleep on time, you know, and he took the alarm, he threw it away, he threw the alarm, then he took his wife, the other one threw her out with the shotgun, you know, he knows God's fine. What's made up the boy we are, what's his? Fight to put the Marsha. You have to start with the Kashaf and the Marsha. This is the Kashaf, the whole Sugya. So tell him, you know what? You're right, it's Muska B'yad Acherim. So fine, here, I'll write to you the rights to the character. I'll write to you the rights to the land, etc. At least you'll have that piece of something in your hand. You'll be able to get a loan, a mortgage, or something. The Marsha flight there. You know what the answer to the cash is? You know what the answer? Before we go to the answer to the Marsha, you know what you see in this Gemara? This is the eights. I'm going to give today 5 eights. Yesterday I gave 5 tnayim. Today I'm going to give 5 eights. 5 eights is how to down the kapslos. We'll start before the Marsha. You know what the answer is? The answer is Shema. Maybe. The Chesnish. Who knows? Right? No. The answer, Bekiva. What happened? Shema this. Shema that. Shema this. Maybe. Maybe. It doesn't make so much sense. But maybe. Could be. Right? You never know. We'll use the Shema HaKadosh from before. You never know. No. Get into Slavaita. You know, the guy doesn't come to your chasana. Right? You know, I have a kashya for you. You remember you didn't go to that chasana? You remember you didn't go to that chasana? You remember the reason you didn't go to a different chasana? What was the reason? Some teletik Hashem, right? Some strange answer, right? Pulled that night, I found out that the shvig is coming, and then I don't pick her up, I'm just going to go. Some strange thing happened. Maybe this, maybe that. So maybe that's the answer to why you had the coming to your chasana. Maybe that's why you didn't come to yours. No, maybe, you never know. To see the guy walking to the shul, strange, oh come on. I know that, you know, it's not something stop. We had a baby, maybe. Okay, they had a baby 2 months ago. Oh, maybe they found another one in there. I don't know, you know, maybe. It doesn't make sense. Shema. No, but Shema's bother us. Shema's bother us, no? Doesn't Shema bother us? You know, it doesn't feel right because you never know. You never know the other way, no? Doesn't it not sound right? No? I tell you, I have another eight. The Chaim Meiser, it's a dua that Chaim Meiser answered the Kasha de Masha. Somebody answered Chaim Meiser the Kasha de Masha. Chaim Meiser answered what he said that we said before. He said, you know what? The real answer is that it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. What this guy did, it doesn't make sense. And what he did to you, it doesn't make sense. But vet gebeten you to be the dying. Who asked you to judge? This is, I think, the out phase of Dan the Kasselos. Who asked you to judge? You have to be the Dayan. There's a famous Maisa, which Rav Shalom Shachon used to say over. Famous Maisa from Shalayim. Then there was a moyel that he had, Mamish, in those days in Yerushalayim, nobody had money, it was a terrible matzadon. One time, this moyel, he accumulated a certain amount of money. He had himself, what was called a Napoleon. He had one Napoleon. Napoleon is like, 500 pounds, it's good money. No, and he was saving that Napoleon for the day when there's no money left. You know, Yerushalmi Yid, every day he comes home, he opens his closet, checks his Napoleon. Kids, one day comes home, Napoleon is nishtu. He opens the nishtu. bring this in later. He's good. Stay tough, that's giving his life, don't you? Kid to the son, his son says, yeah, the brother, I took it. The coin in the closet, yeah, I took it. What'd you do? I went to the McCullough and bought myself a candy. Kid to, they ran straight to the McCullough guy. The company, and they said to him, where's the, my son sold you a, he sold my son a candy. Where's the change? Change? What do you mean? He gave me a, he said, Grosha. Nein, he gave you a Napoleon. Where's the change? You know what happened? She said, got it. He said, Russia. Mama, got it. Just finished getting Russia. Paul said, give me this. Got it, Russia. No, the whole stock came. You know, Rishon was this big in those days. Everybody said, you know, got it, Russia, this. Kid said, they know what to do. He's timing this. They're timed here. Came to the bait, and they went to the Helika bait, and now this, the guy's a faith in Shalai. And they didn't know what to do. So they said, let's get both sides. Nothing we can do. What do we do? We have nothing to do, even though nowadays you say no shoes, but in this case, we have no choice. And the person, the Mayal, he heard this story, and he said, listen, he's going to make the shoe. I see he's going to make the shoe anyways. I'm Michael on the shoe. What do I need it for? He's going to destroy the world. I'm going to destroy the world. The Gemara Shua says if he makes a shoe, it's a shaker. He's a shaker. He's going to make the shoe. We're both going to go together. What do I need this for? Don't make the shoe. So they walked out of court. Didn't make the shoe. It's a very nice. You know what happened? The whole stuff that everybody talks. You believe that somebody in the Russia, he was willing to make the shoe and this. He lost his whole parnasa. He lost the ganze parnasa, everything. He lost. A week later, 2 weeks later, whatever the story was, this Mayal gets a letter in the mail, in the post. And in the letter it says that I am so-and-so yid. I want to tell you that about a month ago I was walking down the street and I had mamish no money and it was a pikuach nefesh, I didn't have anything. And I see this kid and he's walking through the street holding a Napoleon. I see him holding a shtickler coin. And I went over to the kid and I said, what are you doing with this coin? So he said, he's going to buy candy. So I took out the grush. I gave him the grush. I said, grush, you can buy me the candy. For me, it's a shaylat pikuach nefesh. And I took the Napoleon, I went in it, and I planned, I'm paying you back. You're not allowed to steal, I'm not asked to pay back. You're not allowed to steal. It's a joke, the Shulchan Aruch says, it's in the Shinran Tetsi Palette. But it's pikuach nefesh. Pikuach nefesh. So yes, maybe pikuach nefesh. I'll ask to pay back. What can I do? So here's the Napoleon. I hope I didn't cause you any inconvenience. Rashad Shadron, when he says over this story, he says, who's going to go to Gehen? Who's going to go? The Mayal. The Mayal. He did, what do you want from the Mayal? He had every reason in the world to believe. Okay, maybe not down the cuffs closed. Everything looked that day. He was Mayal on the shoe in the end of the day. What do you want from the poor Mayal? The Chenveni? The Chenveni who lost his job and lost his bushes? He's sitting next to Moshe Rabbeinu. No? What about the person who stole? What do you want from a yid? If a yid, if I'm not going to help me, you know what though? He said, all of the people who suffered. He said, all the people that danced. Who asked them to be the judge? Who asked them to be the judge? But it doesn't make sense. Shema doesn't work for me. So who asked you to judge? So don't judge. That's the second date, Rabbi Yitzchak. Dan the Chaskos. Don't be the judge. Push it. Some game biter. No chaser. You know what? I tell you, everybody said, you know, why is the Mishnah novice? I say the chalav, knei the chalav, and then right after, damn kashlos. Because you have no chance. If you're going to have a rav, and you're going to have a friend, and you're not going to be damn the kashlos, you have no chance. Because the rav didn't come to my chasana, and the father, and well, I don't believe this, I'm always so good to the rav, and this, and he didn't do this for me, and he doesn't help me, and this, and I needed him one time, and this. If you're not going to damn the kashlos, you have no chance of keeping the rav. You have no chance of keeping the chaver. There's no chance. It's not by accident. This is the same line in the Mishnah. It's not by mistake. But the Maaser, maybe another Eitzah. You know, I had to talk to somebody recently. A certain problem. He came to talk to me and I said, sorry, so he had a certain issue. And I was trying to explain to him why he probably had this issue. It was a certain issue, a Shalom Bayis issue. And it was clear the problems here. It was a Merdek is outside the hair, the Baldek the hair. He was, and I was explaining to him what his problems are, what's wrong with the fellow, what I thought was wrong, what he had to work on. He had so many shtiklach toida to explain why he's wrong. No, he came to me to help explain, we tried to work together. But why is it that I didn't realize I was sitting next to the Chofetz Chaim, the Mishkibot, I didn't understand. He had every intense loimer like this, then the pshat in me is like this. And the chitay, malume de mistafina, I would tell you the pshat in me is like this. You know, when we want to find sich, when we want to answer ourselves up, right? What's a pshat in that? What's a pshat in that? And sometimes we shouldn't take a terutzim. How come you didn't learn today? Didn't learn today. Do you know why? Okay, Seder, there was 1 hour I was sitting there and I could have learned and there's nothing stopping me from learning and whatever. Seder, but the pshat is that Don't you understand? I was saving my koya so that tomorrow I'd be able to learn with more of a friend. I think the terutzim a person has, no? And it's a good terutz. Everyone's a good terutz. I'm not saying they're not good terutzim. What's the chat? Where do you get these terutzim from? So Tesla already writes. Right? The chat is, sa'afim kalkos ha'shoyim. So when somebody loves something, it makes something true. It makes us true. Makes that, you know, you can say whatever you want. You love something, so who do we love? We love ourselves. So remember, we understand that everything we do, it makes sense. No? I want to give you a digma of this. It's a dua at the Halakha Manchester Yeshiva, and he said that the mitzvah danik asmosa, I think even I heard from Shamer Khan the same thing. It's the easiest mitzvah. Easiest mitzvah. We're coming tonight to give maybe accusations how to do it. The easiest mitzvah. I don't believe that they were going with the first two pshatim. Shema, maybe, or the second pshat. That don't judge. Very hard not to judge, right? It's not so easy. I mean, you see something, right? The eye saw. I think they're going with the third pshat. You know what the third pshat is? The third pshat is v'ahavta l'recha kamocha. Who was Rabbi Kiva the Shitasa? Rabbi Kiva in the Gemara in Shabbos, why was he able to say all of those strange shtiklach taida to fend for Rabbi Elazar? Strange shtiklach taida, maybe this, maybe that, and maybe you're makdish all your money to Shemayim. Why was he able to say those things? Because Rabbi Kiva loved Rabbi Eliezer. He loved him. He loved Rabbi Shiva, Kiva the Shitasa. He loved him the way he loved himself. No? So, when I love somebody the way I love myself, doesn't Dandekasos become the easiest mitzvah? Doesn't it become so easy? It's pushing. It's so simple. Just like you can fan physique all the time. You can work yourself out and explain yourself why you're perfect. Sounds like, can't you answer Yana? Yeah, can't answer Yana? Isn't it pushing? That mamish a pashit bizarre, it wouldn't even be a shver habit. This is a chayyot, a third of sharias. No, you know, everybody knows, I once heard from, I don't teach kids, I teach, actually bought them, but little kids, everybody knows the worst day of the year for the Rebbe is PTA. PTA. Amnish, yeah. Sneakers, whatever, snake, no. Kids, PTA, why PTA the worst? The kid, tell us, there's always so much confusion. The parent comes, and the parent, the Rebbe says, you know, there's an issue. The Parent Teacher Association. The parent, open evening, Rabbi says. The parent comes, and the Rebbe says, you know, there's a problem with your ankle. So what's the problem with that? My ankle, just can't tell. My ankle's a tzaddik. Maybe it's a different. No, but I'm telling you, your ankle is a tzaddik. You know, saying, obviously you have the wrong kids. It's too much confusion. Maybe it's a different. My name is Kalis. Go look again. I'm not, no, not Kalish. Kalis. Look at the next one on the left. What's this? What's the parents? Then we love that kid. You love your kid. Right? So you're able to explain. It can't be. Isn't that, wouldn't that be a beautiful situation? Down the cusp was the same thing. What do you ask? How many eights do you ask? Shema. What's the other eights? Okay, so I won't be the judge. What's the third eights? The third eights is, we love the guy. If you love the guy, you'll find an eights. But all this, it's Mishkin. It's not enough. A mensch is a mensch. Now I'm going to give you two eights on my side. One of these eights is and the other eitza is also eitza, shtickle eitza. You know, there's a famous fasemis. There's a fasemis that says, Havidanis koila odom mekasas. Koila odom. So I think it's fasemis, so what's the chat? Koila odom mekasas. So I think it's fasemis. And that means it's a mabit, it's the same side. The chat in koila odom is, you don't know the stutucharayim in the mesh. You don't know why he woke up late today. You don't know what's going on in his life. You don't know. You don't know his problems. You want to know why he didn't come to the chasana. I don't understand it. All the shemas don't work, and I have to judge, and I don't love him the way I love my brother, and da-da-da. What do I do? You know what the answer is? Because you don't know the tzitzachanayim in the mensh. You don't know. And what the Gemara told us in the famous Gemara in Sanhedrin, Da'kuf Kimo, when Menasheh, when Avayi was darshaning about Menasheh, did all his geferlich, Avayi dissolved and dissolved his geferlich, and da-da. And Menasheh said to him, if you would have been in my door, you would have been doing it same old, dying old, finished more than I was doing it. Versus, because you don't know. You don't know. Isn't that what the sign says in the other guy's shoes? Do you know? Do you know what's going on in his life? Do you know that the Gemara in Baba Basra said in that test Bob that Eoyv wasn't Nitbos Peshach Sairoi? And Eoyv spoke up because and one of the Mandomim says, Eoyv is not Nitbos. It's not his fault. Because he had Sarah. Do you know? You know, the guy didn't come to the chasana. I keep using that example, but everyone knows. It's 50 examples. Do you know why he wasn't nice today? Do you know why? Do you know that his business is failing? Do you know? Do you know that he has problems with his kid? Do you know that maybe he didn't come tonight because he found out about the one shidduch offer that Taki's been working on for so long and something happened and this? Do you know he was in such a bad mood today? He couldn't be simcha at somebody else's simcha? Didn't that ever happen to you? Maybe? But sorry, is it impossible? So what's the answer? You know what the answer is? Schwer. Schwer. The Anuk Hapschos. Schwer. But isn't it Poshit that what the Boyer Yoyim wants for us is that we don't have to always understand? And even if we do want to try and understand, but isn't that Bitzedek? Not that we understand what the words Bitzedek mean? Isn't that the right way to judge the person? The Bemis, you don't know. You don't know all the factors that went into it. Dan is Koyma Adam Lekasuas. You have to find the whole match. Isn't that what the Mapit told us? That it says, Al Yoinim Ramata. And Doyle Ma'anis. Al Yoinim Ramata. And it's Al Toyna Lamaida. Excuse me. What's the Pshat? The Helka Mapit. Mapit says, you know what the Pshat is? The Pshat is that we have no idea what this guy is going through. You know, I once had a Bokka came to talk to me. And I gave him Mamish a hard time. The Bokka says to me, Mamish these words, why me you giving such a hard time? And him you don't give such a hard time. That's a different Bokka. Why me? You know what the answer is? I couldn't tell this bacher what the answer is. But you know what the answer is? The answer is because that other bacher, he has a bucket with a hole. He has a bucket with a hole. And the Boy Re'olam, he gives everybody a bucket. Some have a hole, some have a bigger hole, some have a smaller hole. And the Boy Re'olam says, fill the bucket. Fill it. No. When he comes up to Shemayim, every day the bucket he tried and filled and did what he could. Do you know what this bucher's background is like? Do you know what he had to go through and the Nisayinus and the this and the Nisayinus he has every day to sit down for a Bat Gemara? You don't have those same Nisayinus. So isn't it Poshit now? How did the Dhamma Katsus? Isn't it Poshit? You got it down the whole mesh. And the Chofetz Chaim, he makes it even more scary than this. The Chofetz Chaim, it's a married the Kazakh. You know, everybody knows that when you get to one Seder, one Tkuf in life, I always used to wonder, Baruch Hashem, my examples are, I'm still a bit young, but you know, the examples I have are, I can imagine examples get more and more. You know, the examples, how could in-laws be like this? How could parents be like this? And when you become a parent, and then become an in-law. How can a landlord be like this? How can a tenant be like this? You have to don the whole person. You don't know. You're not in the shoes, Bechlal. You get the shoes, you don the whole mansion, things are different. And I always just wondered myself, how can it be a person has kids? How you have to sit there and learn with them every single day, and every Shabbos, and that brand, and that coil, and us, and I couldn't wait to this. And then you have kids, and you try and learn. You have to pour it. That's so easy. It's not so easy. Everybody has their own examples. You know, there's books out there about being down the Kapsulos. Everybody knows there's one book called The Other Side of the Story. There's all the different books and all the stories. Couldn't we write our own books? Couldn't every single person in this room write a book, a story? Everybody together would write one story that they had, one story somebody didn't down them the Kapsulos. Somebody didn't down them the Kapsulos. We'd have a book in this place, Medrash Shalem. The final Eitzel, I would call it the inexcusable. Sometimes it's inexcusable. What this guy did is poshut inexcusable, you know? Mamish inexcusable, and there's no way to explain it. Mamish, he did something which is not even nice. He spoke not nice in a way, he was unacceptable, and this and that. And you tried all the eights. You know, you tried Shema this and that, and you tried that, I'm not in his shoes, and down the whole entire person, and maybe his entire business fell today, and you don't know, and maybe he had a fight with his wife, and everything is going bad, and his kids are going bad, and this. Okay, but you know what? You still can't talk like that. You know, he could. If you done the Katzlus, he could, but still. And if you loved him the way you should love him, etc. And the other eight that we had, nothing works, obviously, so judging the whole seed, but don't judge it all. No, but I have to. So I want to tell you the eight of the Chofetz Chaim, the eight of Baal Shem. The Chofetz Chaim is in the back of the Sefer. I think it was in Shar Tzfun. I think it was in Shar Tzfun. Maybe Perek Dalet, maybe Perek Gimel. The Chofetz Chaim says, he says, explanation in the Gemara and Shabbos, if you didn't understand, that the Rebbe Eliezer told Rabbi Kiva that Kishayim should dan to oisi the kapslos, they should dan you the kapslos in Shemai. And we didn't understand the Gemara. The Boy Re'olam knows. He knows what the Meister was. He knows why the guy came late. He knows why he didn't come to Chasana. So I'll call it Chayim. In America they had such a concept. In England, I don't know, yeah, Nish. It's a concept of a strict marker and a person who doesn't mark so strict. The teacher that marks. You know, it's the same task. It's the same person, the same subject. But sometimes you get somebody who's a strict marker, and sometimes not. How do you talk in the Bari Olam? It's tzedek. The Bari Olam is erlich. Whatever you're supposed to get, you get. No? The mitzvah, the din, the nidin of danik v'kapschos, the chiyah, of being dan a person with kapschos, the Bari Olam uses as a utensil to see how you mark people. That's what he writes. He writes, because up there, they dan me the connected me. So said the Eilke Chofetz Chaim. No, said the same word, Baal Shem. Eilke Baal Shem. He says it when it comes to David HaMelech, the famous mitzvah with Nasan HaNavi. And Nasan HaNavi came, David HaMelech, Adonai Hu David, Kifi Madrigosa, there was Epis, Kiven HaVeda, Epis, Kifi Madrigosa. And the Nasan HaNavi came to David, and he said, what should happen to the person who stole that sheep? And David HaMelech said, Chayiv Nisa. And Nasan said, Ato Ish. You're the man. You're the person. You're the one. You stole it. You have Ish. You know what the answer is? Zatei to Balshem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with us at love, like, that's how he's going to dan us. He's going to dan us. He's going to say, this situation that they put you into, I put you into that situation to see how you're going to judge that person. And when he walked out of shul, and you didn't think to yourself, you know why? Maybe he had a terrible day, and maybe you don't know what he had to go through to get out of bed today, and that's why he came late, and why he didn't come to the chasness. That's why I put you into that situation, to see. And you know how you danned? You danned him like this, I danned you like this also. When is it Zaptei Nikol Chofetz Chaim that I could have spoken, take into the cheshbin? Everything, when he wants that. You didn't come to shul today. You didn't go to the chasness. You didn't do this. You did that, a baby, this, that. When is the Kodesh Baruch Hu going to put into the cheshbinus everything that goes into why I did that myself? When, you know what could have for, but I had a hard day and this and that and that. When does the Bayri Elam put that into the cheshbin? He only puts it into the cheshbin called karma that you put into the cheshbin. There's a famous maisa in America. I can't say in a Hidukah based medrash, but there was a terrible Russia, one of the mafia leaders, the Ferlich of Russia. And the lawyer of this Russia, he painted a picture of this Russia, not Stam, as Nishke ben Russia. You know, this is a guy who didn't just kill his mother. You know, he killed his mother, the father, the grandmother, everybody. The Russia, the Gansa Belt. And he made out this guy, not to be as a Nishke Russia. He made him out to be the Belt Tzaddik. As Nishke Chavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim, he doesn't have a key up the door. He's the Tzaddik, he's like, oh, in the court case, he made him out. So afterward, you know, they had to wait till the guy was behind bars. After they got him behind bars, they said to the lawyer, how could you live with yourself? I remember this years ago. How could you live with yourself? It's not Russia. And say this, you want to try and get him off the hook. Die! He killed his mother a fast, easy death. It wasn't like he tortured her. You know what he answered? He answered, I'm a lawyer. I get paid to do this. I do my job. Aren't we getting paid? Don't we have a much higher payment? Don't we have a much higher payment like the Chafetz Chaim? That if we die him the kapslas, they'll die us the kapslas. I want to end with two nekudas that by side. So we saw today the Schwerkeit of being down the Kasselus. Maisa, I have to say over, there is one heter. There is a heter, which Bamit Tapia Gemara, Gemara in Derech Eretz Rabasi, that in Mesechus Derech Eretz, that talks about Maisa with Rabbi Yeshua, it's a famous Maisa. That Rabbi Yeshua, one time somebody came to his house, and Rabbi Yeshua, he said a statement, you should be Mechavet Kolodim like Rabbi Gamliel, like the God of Ador, but you should be Chayshudim like he's a Ganef. Well, the Maisa, the president came to his house, and Rabbi Yeshua that night, he showed him to his attic, and like we find many times in Shas, that the attic is a chaytz, it's a different floor, etc., and he took away the ladder. Like we find in the Gemara Kedushin, and it comes to Yichud. So we get to, they took away the ladder of Yeshua in the middle of the night, took away the ladder, because maybe the guy in the middle of the night is going to steal everything in the attic and leave. He gets in the middle of the night, he hears, and he sees the guy up on the floor, broken arm, and the guy up screams out at him, you Rasha, you took away the ladder. And he says, me, Rasha, I was Mekayim, what Chazal said. Techashdeyu, techavdeyu, you know that. So you know, what do you see from this Gemara? Explain the Achayim, this is Kakapuk Taskin Laloch. Is that about a person, let's say you know you're the person, he's a check bouncer. You know, there's a person, like we saw last night, you know this person has a shame of a person that bounces checks. You know that. Right. Or you know, by who he's bounced to check, etc. But the mice is an arrow, chayid, etc. You're not a bichayshid beforehand. Yeah, how do you do it? Mechabdeyu. Mechabdeyu. You do it in a machubidikoyfen. I don't accept checks. Right. This month. You know, I accepted last month. And you have to find a machubidikoyfen to do it. Or that's how you find out that it's bad friends involved. So do you say, don't down the kafs. You have to down the kafschos. You have to down the kafschos. About the nation. About the nation. This is, I hate to give it the name, but it's like a sort of a down the kafschos with the yellows. You don't have to down the kafschos if a person's going to get hurt. Now, how far and how wide are these gedarim? It's not so clear, not so pashit. The pashit is, the person doesn't have a cheskes kashis, certainly it wouldn't be a midas chasidus in that situation, especially if you're going to get hurt. And again, a person feels he's going to get hurt, and it's a rightful claim, not that, you know, you do accept checks for everybody. This guy walks into the store, why shouldn't you accept this check? So you have to down with that source? No. But if you have no idea who this person is, you never saw him in your life, and this, and you're nervous, perhaps, who knows? You never saw the guy down the club. And who knows? So maybe an echanami, maybe the tayelus. There is a hetter, as I had the dan kastos. Maisa, one more nekuda is somebody asked me once. Children, is there a chiyuv to be dan with children? Chazal, I don't understand the kashya. Why not? Because the kid is the cheskes in Russia. The Chaim says you can't talk Russian hard about children. We know the three reasons why a person is supposed to be dan with kastos. One is for another levakim. Because like Zadua, says the Shlah, that you have to maintain peace. This is the Aleph necessity to be maintained peace. People should down the Kapslos, spend all the Chaveda, spend all the Mabakam. I went to a Moiridik, Lashon, the Smack. You know what the reason why the Bayer Yodam gave us the mitzvah of being down the Kapslos? Such a Babbik Lashon, the Miri said the same Lashon. He said, it's not Ben Adam Mabakam, Chaveda, it's Ben Adam Mabakam. Maybe the Colossians. He says, because when you look at everybody else, that they do good, everybody else is doing good, and you see everybody, he's this, then everybody else around you becomes a tzaddik. And then, I have to work on myself. I gotta work on myself. But if everybody around you does bad, okay, so I'm not so bad. Germany poked in my head. You think I'm so bad? He does it too. They do it too. When you get that attitude, and you're looking at everybody else, and everybody else does schlecht, everybody else does wrong, you say, you know what? It's not so hard to do wrong. Isn't that the seichudik? Isn't that another malachim? When do I feel this necessity to work on myself? I only feel this necessity to work on myself to come at what? And then I feel that I have something else, you know, there's somebody else there is better out. If everybody out there is better than you, says the Miri, won't you be working even harder? Such a seichel. And doesn't the Rambam tell us it's also benadam ma'atzma? You know what benadam ma'atzma means? It means you think negatively about people. Now somebody once asked me, there was a story, somebody was nifter, looked fishy. Who didn't look fishy? The newspapers. The newspapers held that he died in a fishy way. No? So they asked me, is it a breach on Lashon Hara? Lashon Hara, the Chafetz Chaim says, the Chafetz Chaim, when it comes to Lashon Hara, they made a cheiros that can mind him, that a person speaks Lashon Hara about a nifter, this is a cheiros, it's pretty bad, probably don't go and tell him out so fast, it's not so posh, you probably have to ask the truth, that is careful with that people, not so posh. I told him, but Tzedek Fish, but that's a mitzvah to say, that's a pitul say. What's the happen in the world? Isn't it not that other mamma, if I see that, doesn't it desensitize you to doing the virus? Doesn't it desensitize you? If this guy, doctor committed suicide, doctor did something funny, or doctor did something he wasn't supposed to do, doesn't it desensitize you? Doesn't it make it easier for you to do Avedis? Isn't it also a breach in Benadam? Maybe not Chavera because he's dead, but doesn't it make a Benadam Ma'atzma? It makes you a negative person. You think negatively about everybody. The Maisa, there's a story. And this story is worthy to start with, it's worthy to finish with, it's worthy to... I could have just come here today, Rabbi Yitzchak, and said this story. There's a Maisa, I remember this Maisa when it happened, I remember the Maisa after the Maisa. There was once a Rav that came from out of town to a certain shul in Brooklyn. And he was an out-town Rav, and he used to put on his tefillin many times during Chazaras HaShas. Now we know this is a Veltz Machlekes. You let it put your Rebbeinu Tam tefillin during Chazaras HaShas, a Veltz Machlekes. It's the Paiskim that hold that you could, this Paiskim that hold that you can't. They say you have to be listening to every word. And how are you going to say Amen? And even if you say Amen, but you have to be saying Amen to that bracha. How in the world are you going to concentrate, says the Prima Godin, on a bracha and saying Amen when you don't know which bracha it is because you're putting on your Rebbeinu Tam? How's it pack? I'm not like this. No, the Paiskim, they say you can't. This Rav, the Paiskim, the literature Paiskim, they say that you can't put your tefillin on during Chazar Sashatz. You have to put it on later. No, don't worry about it. It's not part of the story yet. No, Kitta, this Rav from out of town was putting on the Rebbeinu Tam's middle Chazar Sashatz. And the Rav of this shul, so Chassid Shayid also, and he was stark against it. He was mistaken to this Indian of putting your Rebbeinu Tam's tefillin on in the time of davening, and the other was wrong. But he was a Yid, he didn't talk in his tefillin. He had this chumrah, and the Kiddush Shonar says to find a chumrah, not to talk to with your tefillin. So he went over after davening to this Yid, and he went like this to him, we don't put our Rebbeinu Tam tefillin on during Chazaris HaShatz. So the other Yid, he didn't have this on Hora, and he started explaining that, Maisa, I know it's Machlaikas, but mine's Zaydis, and his Zaydis are Mamash Kreis, Ahelika Tzadikim, and Tzedua, that there was a Tzadikim, that had that on Hora, the Gavkit said you should put it on then, Shah. And my Zaydis, these Ahelika Tzadikim, they did put it on. So this Rav, who was very medactic and not talking during, we'll see how medactic, very medactic and not talking in his tefillin, and he said to the person, he didn't thought for a minute, he said, hey, Mashayim, they're Mashayim. The person was so misagish, he got up, he left the shul, he walked out, like he was, doesn't even deserve, he talks about Zayt, the Hilka Tadikim in such a way, doesn't even deserve a teretz. And he said, I'll rush it, I'll tell him, how can he talk like that? Kitsi, he walked, he left the shul, and never wanted to see that person again. 5 years later, he came back to the same shtiebel, and he wouldn't even, why didn't he want to go into shtiebel? And he was across the street when he got to the shtiebel, and the rabbi of the shtiebel came out, and the rabbi saw him, and he came across, and he ran to him, he said, why don't you die with him? And he was like, ignored him. He was Russia, and didn't even talk to such a person, and he ignored him. No, Kitzer, he says to him, what is it? He says, he looked at him like, what do you mean, what is it? You don't know what it is. And he says to him, do you remember we had that machlekes about the baby time tefillin? Yeah, you wear a Rebbeinu Tam during Chazal. Yeah, I held Nish, but I didn't even know he was talking about Chazal. He says, remember you said to me? I said, you can't. Prima Gazin, you can't. So what did he say? He said, you remember what you called my Zaydis? He said, your Zaydis? What's the name of Zaydis? He said, you called him Rashayim. I said, no. I said, Hein Rashayim, with an Aleph. They are worthy. They're Hein Lekat Tzadikim. They can do it. There's such kabbalists, tzaddikim, that they can do it. You know what happened? Everybody said, I'll tell you the end of the story. This other Rav died about 5 days later, unrelated to the story. He died. You know this other Rav, Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin Meir, he said, do you know what would have happened if I never would have ran into this Rav? I would have said he died in Russia, he was in Russia, he was some of the reason he died was because of Kevin Rasha Taka. Isn't it impossible? Come on, that's impossible. Yeah, he was Shoyim and he didn't pronounce it the right way. Isn't that story? It's impossible. You know, every time I tell the story over, there's one bachur who hopped in the middle of the story. Right? But there's one out of 100. Rav Shoyim with an aleph, right? I saw the guy here who hopped it, don't worry. Right? I was doubting if you shouldn't say the answer. But isn't it impossible? The Shemites won't work there, by his side. He called his aid is Rav Shoyim. And you know what else won't work over there? What else did we have? Abi Yisrael, how much you can love a year, but he just pulled my baby to Russia. And what else? But the inexcusable, he had a bad day, and this and that, and Bechulet, you know? But who asked you to dan? Who asked you to dan with the Chafetz Chaim? But he dan's my Tzedek. And then you're left with the last one of the Chafetz Chaim. What the Chafetz Chaim said, but if you dan him the Kaps Chos, then the Bavi Oilam will be dan you the Kaps Chos. Yeah, I just one Nekuda is the Bish. Shabbos day, there'll be a Shia Bez Hashem in Ofer Shabbos. After the 6 o'clock minyan. And 9:45 Sunday morning, there'll be a Shia Bez Hashem. And then the last year will be a Monday Bez Hashem. At the same time.
I want to ask them just for a minute to stay seated. I want to thank the great guys that haven't stopped the last year. The tale of guys that will still be a Shia Shabbos and the master of Shabbos master going to extend the Shia for another day or two. But now those going Kudus Atov Shem, personally, Midgalton, I think all of the Shia, maybe I missed one, Shem Besmedesh and Hashem Alam Meshtatvim from the Shia, and if I can say Hashem the ganze Gegend, I think it's a summer which the whole area will remember was Kvod Shemayim and Kvod HaToyre and a special shkoyer for Avagun Nebshraga Kenzumi was Magdish his holiday for him Zerochnias and if Shashkoyer Chazan Rebetzin also maybe I'm sure it was off of the Chesed and Chemiya with the kinder. Mokim Abruche, that is a Zoychazan, Vat the Mamshazan, of Sach Gizin Tiyun, and Abutz is Toide, Haluche, and Yer Shemaim, and Vin Shtom as on the Kinder, Munachis from the Kinder, in Kaltir, Chobetni, the Dainer Bam, Nach Mendel. So,
I just want to say on behalf of the Balabats, and we heard on behalf of the Ruf Sheni, the Ruf Atzur, we heard on behalf of him the thanks. I must tell you, Ruf Shaga, it was worth not going on holiday to hear your shiur. Yeah. And a small token we've brought to you, a color deco, which we hope you'll use. On which it's written, Ois Hakuras Atayib, Lepoit, Barab, Hagon, Rapshag, Kalashita, Meis Besam, Elish Veshwal, Menachem Ov, Tufshi, and Son of Tess, Yet Hashem, you should use it at many Simchas and Supers Mitzvahs, have Nathas, have Neva, and Shumra, and we look forward to you coming much more often to us, Hashem.
I want to end this story. Because if everybody here can end the story, and I can end the story. Because the Gemara by the Zada, I wasn't going to say a story, and it's not the last. You haven't seen the last of me. You're laughing for a second. Now you're all excited to get rid of me. So there's coming more. But I want to tell you, there's a Gemara by the Zara, which my son Taka asked me a shayla today. The Gemara by the Zara, the famous Gemara, everybody knows. Now, Rav Chanina ben Trajan, when he was taking a nap to kill, so what happened after they killed him? Right after they killed him, the Constantinary, whatever the name is over there, he jumped into the fire too. And he got Oilam Habo. And Rebbe Bocha Rebbe. And Rebbe thanked, Yesh Koin Oilam Le Mishayachas. And it takes another year, Agan to Lebed. And my son, he asked me today, when we learned the Gemara Pesheinish, huh? What? They can't just forget him. You know, what, does he have Charotah on the whole time? And all the Torah? And all the mitzvahs that he does? And he does all the Torah and mitzvahs, Rebbe. And Gantz 11, and he'd give it up. Why? Because somebody was able to be kind of Gantz Oilam Habo in a Shah Echas? What's the pshat? You know what the pshat is, Rabbi Sai? The Chamamu Gehert from Rabbi Andrei Pshat. You know what the pshat is? And it's the pshat, Rabbi Sai. The pshat is, it's a toyus. Rebbe was boicha, not because Jenna was kind of chayvam, but b'shayachas. Rebbe could forgive that need for being kind of rabbi. But Rebbe chat forces a shayachas. Rebbe chat when a person can accomplish in a shayachas. Rebbe saw that a person, and he started thinking to himself, Vase Mir, all the shayachas that were wasted possibly. A b'shay, you see what the bench can accomplish in a shayachas? In these shayachas that we have, in this place, Medrash, in the last 8, 9, 10 shirim that we had over here, 4 shayas. What was the tzaddik called? 10 shayas. And the amount of ideas that we acquired, and the amount of erlichkeit that we acquired, aren't those shayas echas? Aren't they kedai by side? And the next time that we have the chance for those shayas echas, isn't it kedai? Look at those persons. This kind of lama by side shayas.